Welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Programme. My name is Vernon Pierce, and in these programmes I talk to you about issues which may affect you, giving you advice provided by the NHS. Today I'm going to be talking about kidney stones. And let's start off by talking about the kidneys. There are two bean-shaped organs that are roughly 10 centimetres or 4 inches in length, located towards the back of the abdomen on either side of the spine. The kidneys remove waste products from the blood, clean the blood and then transfer it back into the body, and the waste products are passed out of the body when you pee. Well, kidney stones can develop in one or both kidneys and most often affect people aged 30 to 60. They're quite common, with more than 1 in 10 people affected. Kidney stones are usually found in the kidneys or in the urethra, the tube that connects the kidneys to your bladder. They can be extremely painful and can lead to kidney infections or the kidney not working properly if left untreated. Kidney stones are usually formed following a build-up of certain chemicals in the body. Certain medical conditions can lead to an unusually high level of these chemicals in your pee. You're also more likely to develop kidney stones if you don't drink enough water and other fluids. Kidney stones come in a variety of sizes, shapes and colours. Some are like grains of sand, while in rare cases they can grow to the size of a golf ball. The main types of kidney stones are calcium stones, the most common type of stone, struvite stones, usually caused by an infection like a urinary infection, uric acid stones, usually caused by a large amount of acid in your urine. Very small kidney stones are unlikely to cause many symptoms. They may even go undetected and pass out painlessly when you pee. Larger kidney stones can cause symptoms, including pain in the side of your tummy or groin. Men may have pain in their testicles, a high temperature, feeling sweaty, severe pain that comes and goes, feeling sick or vomiting, blood in your urine, or urinary infection. A kidney stone that blocks the ureter, the tube that connects your kidney to your bladder, can cause a kidney infection. This is because waste products are unable to pass the blockage, which may cause a build-up of bacteria. The symptoms of a kidney infection are similar to symptoms of kidney stones, but may also include a high temperature, chills and shivering, feeling very weak or tired, and cloudy and bad-smelling urine. You should contact a GP or NHS 111 immediately if you're in severe pain, you have a high temperature, you have an episode of shivering or shaking, or you have blood in your urine. Well, what causes kidney stones? Waste products in the blood can occasionally form crystals that collect inside the kidneys. Over time, the crystals may build up to form a hard, stone-like lump. This is more likely to happen if you don't drink enough fluids, are taking some types of medication, or have a medical condition that raises the levels of certain substances in your urine. After a kidney stone has formed, your body will try to pass it out when you pee. Most kidney stones are small enough to be passed in your pee, and it may be possible to treat the symptoms at home with medication. Larger stones may need to be broken up or removed with surgery. It's estimated up to half of all people who have kidney stones will experience them again within the following 5 years. The best way to prevent kidney stones is to make sure you drink plenty of water each day to avoid becoming dehydrated. To prevent stones returning, you should aim to drink up to 3 litres of fluid throughout the day, every day. You're advised to drink water, but drinks like tea and coffee also count. Add fresh lemon juice to your water, avoid fizzy drinks, and don't eat too much salt. Keeping your urine clear helps to stop waste products getting too concentrated and forming stones. You can tell how diluted your urine is by looking at its colour. The darker the colour, the more concentrated it is. Your urine is usually a dark yellow colour in the morning because it contains a build-up of waste products that your body's produced overnight. Drinks like tea, coffee and fruit juice can count towards your fluid intake, but water is the healthiest option and is best for preventing kidney stones developing. You should also make sure you drink more when it's hot or when you're exercising to replace fluids lost through sweating. Depending on the types of stones you have, your doctor may advise you to cut down on certain types of food. But don't make any changes to your diet without speaking to your doctor first. If you'd like more information about what we've been discussing today, go online to the NHS website, nhs.uk. I'll be back with another health and wellbeing programme very soon here on HRB.